Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is our conversation with Dallas County Extension field agronomist Megan Anderson. So in terms of the latest crop progress and condition report, it looks like the fact that there wasn't very much rain over the last week resulted in the 6.1 days suitable for field work during the week ending in July 24th. So in terms of, you know, right now there not being a lot of rain, you know, is that something that's beneficial for farmers at where they're at in this period, or would we much rather have the rain?
At this point, especially given the temperatures that we have experienced in kind of the past couple of weeks and what we're looking forward to the next week or so, we would really like some rain. Very much so. The crops are in a time where they are using an extreme amount of water on the range of maybe a quarter to perhaps even a third of an inch of moisture a day per acre. And so they're using a lot of moisture per day. We're dealing with these hot temperatures, so they're transpiring more than they maybe would be if we were cooler temperatured out. And it's just a very critical time, especially in corn, and making sure that we have good pollination. So we would really like some help deal with this heat.
Now, when we're looking at some of the statistics that are held in the latest crop progress and condition report, it looks like topsoil moisture condition is rated 12% very short, 26% short, with 61% adequate and 1% surplus. And then subsoil moisture conditions are kind of much of the same, 11% very short, 25% short, 63% adequate and 1% surplus. You know, I know when we spoke at the beginning of the season here, those conditions were more favorable in terms of the moisture we had. So are we starting now to see the impacts of how the continued no rain is kind of affecting the soil?
Yeah, we definitely are. And actually, you know, what's really interesting is that earlier in the season, you know, we had plenty of moisture, but in a lot of cases, right, we drove across central Iowa, specifically in Dallas County, has been one of the heaviest places for rainfall in Iowa this spring. And so we can see the effects of having too much rainfall, right? You know, I want like an inch a week here, or a little bit over an inch a week through these early reproductive stages. That would be ideal. Still think that there is some subsoil moisture there, but we've been on a deficit of subsoil moisture last couple of years. So I think we replenished that going into this spring, but it is something that we need to be wary of, that these crops are going to start showing some stress, and it's not the best time of year to be doing that. I would much rather be seeing some stress in June and then get rainfall in time for our reproductive growth stages in corn and soybean. And we're not really seeing that this year.
And speaking directly to that, I know you just talked a little bit about, you know, with these continued conditions, we might start to see some stress in the crops. You know, what are going to be those signs of stress that the crops are going to begin to show if we continue to go without rain?
I think we're already seeing that, and it's pretty noticeable, especially in the afternoon. So if somebody's just driving down the road, sort of casually looking, the soybeans will actually flip over their leaves. And so you see picture more of a silvery or a gray color across the fields. And so that's just kind of reducing the amount of heat that they're absorbing during the day with that lighter color. Corn oftentimes will see the leaves appear more vertical and they'll curl, and we'll even see sort of more of a grayish cast appearance to the corn plants as well as they start to get more stressed. Those are probably the most obvious things that we might notice from the road. Probably the next thing that people will start to see leaves firing at the bottom of corn plants, right? That's where those leaves will start to senesce or they die back. You'll actually be able to notice that you can see into the cornfields and notice sunlight on the ground. Rows into the field where normally, you know, you can't see past maybe the first or second row, sort of just driving down the road. So those are things that I'm starting to pick up on just in earnest. It's not nearly as bad as it is in other areas of the state. But if we persist with no rainfall, we'll certainly start to notice it here very soon.
And, you know, I know we talk about schedule. Obviously, the beginning of this year was a little bit pushed back in terms of planting season due to some cool and wet conditions. You know, are we starting to catch up a little bit with where we should be, or are we still a little bit behind in where the crop should be?
I would say that we are still behind on where the crop should be if we had gotten everything planted in a timely manner in April and had more of a typical spring. Based on the sort of mid-May planting time frame where everybody planted, we are actually ahead of that time frame, right? So if in a prior year we had planted on May 15th and gotten average temperature through the year, right, we're about 5 to 10% ahead of the 30-year average. And so that's just an inflation for the heat accumulation of our crops. So we are a little bit ahead for the date which we planted, but we are still definitely behind, you know, compared to what our typical timing of planting.
And I know you kind of talked a little bit about the potential impacts for, you know, the too much rain that we got kind of in the beginning of the season. Now, you know, one question is, in some of those parts of the field that did experience too much rain in the beginning of the season, is there any hope for those crops that were planted in that area, or are they kind of just lost?
Well, I mean, if there is still crop in that area, right, you'll inevitably get some type of yield off of it, but it's going to be greatly diminished in many cases because it doesn't take rainfall. It doesn't take water staying in a pond for very long before yield loss occurs. But in a lot of cases, those ponds were actually replanted because it completely drowned out the crop that was there. Or in some cases, they were not replanted because they stayed wet for so long. And so in the replant, right, we would expect to see some reduced yield in that area based on the fact that the crop was planted quite a bit later, in some cases a month or 5 weeks after the original planting date, maybe even longer. And then in the case of, you know, having no crop there, of course, we're never going to recover that.
Now, just kind of one last thing here for you. Obviously, the main focus right now is these extremely dry conditions, which, as you've mentioned, isn't really conducive for where the crops are wanting to be right here in this time of year. So I know we always talk about it in terms of yield. You know, could this continued dry condition have any impact on yields later on in the year?
So the more stressed out our plants are for soybean, right, this time of year, we may be seeing some flower drop. Right, or aborted pods where we're unable to pollinate those well because of the heat conditions. And of course, in corn, we're sort of in the thick of pollination time frame right now. And so stress during this time frame can result in poor pollination, and then it can result in aborted kernels. So definitely stress during this time can have long-lasting effects as far as yield later in the season.
And that was our conversation with Dallas County Extension field agronomist Megan Anderson. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.